Today's celebration of the Passion, Jesus brings out some important points. About six weeks ago, we started our journey to this day. It's designated as Good Friday or Holy Friday. But there must be something intriguing and interesting about it, given the fact that someone was unjustly assassinated or executed. By all standards, what is it that makes it a special day, a holy day? Unique in its question that one asks oneself. It's a valid question. The full answer to the question will be manifest on Sunday. However, without leaving us completely in the dark and in suspense, a very short reason in will suffice. Today, Jesus paid the ultimate price for our salvation by that sacrifice he made. He was taken to Calvary and crucified, a brutal act, a brutal way to kill someone. But today, that symbol of the cross shows power in weakness. It stands as a symbol of our salvation. How often do you hear on the television news or in some program warning us that we had to avert our eyes or some of the content might upset us? Maybe we should look away and not watch is what was going to be shown. But Good Friday puts the cross, that execution, right before our eyes. Watching the suffering is hard. So if we follow Christ to Calvary, we don't have fear, because we know that God's divine action is going to be present and protect us. So in his passion, Christ gives us a great lesson of love and generosity. And this must awaken our response of gratitude and serious commitment to God and to one another. If we look at the cross behind us, or the cross, or Jesus on the cross, it shows us one thing. Someone with their arms outstretched. What does that mean to you? If you could all stretch your arms out now, what would you be saying to others? Is it, I love you? I protect you? I delight in you as a person. So Jesus is saying to us, put our arms out, stretch them wide, show love, show compassion, show that you are a follower of Christ, so that in the future you can give that welcoming and love to others. That sign of hope, the outstretched arms. Not a sign of despair, but a sign of love. His arms are open wide on the cross, but also in the resurrection on Sunday. The only question is, are our arms open to receive him?